Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
The segment of Soul Silence and Sound, and we are into the week leading into our new moon, and I wanted to dive in today with a little talk about true north. In this moment on planet Earth, we are going through a process where humanity is awakening. And in that awakening, people, places, and things are coming into alignment with their truth. And so today's talk is around the true north. And each and every one of us has this true north, which would be, as I refer to, your wisdom keeper, your gatekeeper within you. And so when we're coming out of an era where there's been a lot of manipulation, especially theologically and spiritually, and in the everyday world, it can be a little confusing because of our attachment to what we think we know. And so you might ask, how do I get in contact with my inner landscape and my wisdom? And that wisdom is a reflective mirror of your gifts, the sum accumulation of things that you have mastered or are on your way to mastering, and you're destined to be of service to in this moment, in future moments, and you will continue to accumulate, and depending when they're ready to be utilized, that will be somewhat massaged for that moment in time. And if you think about it this way, imagine that, let's say, someone was a cellist in another lifetime, and maybe in the next lifetime they remembered this, but it wasn't until later in life, and they picked up that cello and started playing it, and it became an extension and expression of this inner aspect of themselves that they had forgotten. And the reason potentially that they're remembering is maybe they just need to pick it up again, because in the next, no matter where you think you're going, in the next, they will be using that gift a little bit more than they had in this lifetime and in future moments. And irregardless if you are aligned with cause and effect and the infinity model, or one shot, one life model, or I don't know model, just think of it this way, that things that naturally rise up that you have an interest in and are somewhat effortless for you, that's a sign that you are to give it some attention. Now, in this day and age, there's like so much visual stimulus, especially out in the World Wide Web, of so many things, like kind of over the top videos in all art forms that people are doing, which is nice creatively from my perspective, but a little over the top as far as what's true and what's needed in our society. So it takes some discipline to really focus in as to where you want to place your attention and how you want to place that attention and what it's going to feed. So this is important. And if you have pen and paper, you might stop and then write this down. But these aspects of our wisdom keeper will feed and guide our mental body. So I'd write that down, my mental body, my emotional body, my physical body, and my spiritual body. And so when you are listening to your highest expression, that wisdom keeper will point you in the right direction. And this is an internal process. And so I encourage you to listen beyond words. It's more of a vibrational exchange. And the reason for that is, especially in a spiritual practice, people can that are accustomed to disassociating or losing themselves in their imagination, they can get lost and delusional quite quickly. And rather than disassociate and get lost in the imagination, it's important that you stay rooted in the physical moment. And so what this will look like when you start to interface with your wisdom keeper is that you'll start to notice something repetitively that you're being reminded of that can help assist you where you're at or that you're to pick up again from before. And so I can give an example of, let's say, yoga. Yoga was destined at this moment in time on this earth plane to spread. Similar to Buddhist teachings, it was destined to spread all across the world. And other teachings were destined to spread. Now, what that does is that whoever intersects those, let's say, and it could be any other theological things that have spread, but those are just examples that they were rooted in one location and they spread everywhere. The same could be, I guess, for Christianity. Lots of different, now that we're such an international society, you know, a lot of these spiritual teachings have spread everywhere. And so then when one would intersect their path with something like yoga, let's say, for example, one would have potentially a remembrance, a familiarity with it, and they might be asked to learn it again or to meet it again, but with a fresh pair of eyes to really soften their gaze and be like, oh, here I am, I'm learning this again. And for some, it might be to learn all the words and the languages and all that. For others, it might feel like a familiar hug, and they're going to find a way to meet it for themselves. And then it'll extend out beyond the world, into the world. And so part of the Wisdom Keeper's responsibility is to remind you of your spiritual practice. And I'm just going to use spiritual versus theological, but it could be interchangeable. It could be earth-based, anything that where you show reverence for the concept of exchange and purity and right action, you will be led to that point. And your wisdom keeper helps make it a little bit easier for you. It's our grasping that can lead people astray, or people's imagination that they have a concept or an idea that they have romanticized about, whether it's in the mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual body. And so to bring it back to that true north, what will happen for you is as you're willing to dive a little bit deeper into your landscape, your inner landscape, then you will start to realize what doesn't serve and what does, because it's very easy at this moment, and it's not by accident, to get distracted by all this visual stimulation and to forget to listen. To listen to the inner landscape. And so I want to break this down even further. When we listen to the inner landscape, again, it's not filling your head up with a bunch of words, thoughts, even images. It's a deep, deep listening that goes beyond all that is. And when one interfaces with that, and this is I found a most effortless place to do this is in a meditative state, not one that's hooked up to an app or some other stimulus, but similar to what we do. I do my best to sit here where you have the undertones, but if you're home alone, it's just in pure silence. And that meditation then will, over many times that you meet this, it could take your whole lifetime to get here, to sit in that silence, and then you start to have this interface that leads you to knowing. And this knowing is how our ancestors, especially in the tribal nations, have operated, because they operate from a knowing, not from external stimulus or ideas. And, oh, that looks fun, I want to do that. Oh, I want to repeat that. Or I want to be that. It's not like that. It's a knowing that comes through, and then your action leads. And in those moments, there's an interface with the nothingness and that wisdom keeper, which is you. For each person, this is different. We are not one. We are all unique. We all are different frequencies vibrating in a tapestry called the universe, cosmos. So, and it's infinite. It keeps changing and morphing, and this dynamic algorithm that's just so amazing that it doesn't end, and there's no way to destroy it because there's so many factors, if you will. And the more and more that each self is able to interface with themselves this way, they will have a knowing. And then that knowing, it has a checks and balance, because then it's like, oh, when you're in the physical reality outside of a present moment meditation, one starts to realize that you can move in the state of being with knowing, and at the same time back checking it with the dimensional reality that you're participating in. And so that's your confirmation. And this also helps assure that you are out of the ego, you're out of delusion, and you're really rooting this in physicality that you are co-creating with all of these beautiful beings in this world system and many others. And the more and more that you look forward to meeting this space, the more enjoyable regular life is, because you will understand there will be hills, there will be valleys, and it's not so much a push effort. It's really a fluid effort with self and others. And simultaneously, what happens is the observer, which we talk about, or I've talked about a lot with my clients and my students, is that you're bringing yourself into observation, and that observation mode is really helpful in dreaming state, in physicality, in the physical world, and in your meditative state. And that's where your wisdom keeper can slide right in next to you. You are always present. This is the wisdom keeper is your soul, but can really like step forward, I would say is a better way to put it. Step forward and lead that observation outside of your emotions, your attachments, your grasping, your needing, your wanting. It can move beyond that and really lead you in a way that is much more certain and feels good. Meaning good in the sense that it feels like right, like you're on the right path. And so many people, I think I saw it earlier, I was looking for something for a client, and you know, it was that, you know, do your purpose, or live your purpose, or something like that. But you know, the routine where people say, I gotta live my purpose. The reality is, when each body, that mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual body, is in alignment, that and that wisdom keeper, that true north, is pointing you in the direction that is the most fluid, is the most sacred, is in a vibrational state that is beyond hopefully causing suffering to yourself and others. And this takes discipline, and this takes work. And that's why it's really important to move out beyond the delusion that we can get into in our mind, especially in this day and age when there's so much visual stimulus on the internet and on television, and people binge watching, not even reading anymore. These are all things that degrade. You know, we're at the end of a degraded period. So I encourage you as much as possible, these things that are keep popping up that make your life easier, if you can, have the discipline to move away from them in the appropriate times so that you can have more space to really interface with your true north. Because as we enter into this age of enlightenment, it requires you to make an effort. And so if you attempt to bypass any of this by biohacking your body, your emotions, your mind, your soul, your wisdom keeper will take you back to where you actually are based on that cosmic tapestry. See, a machine is not allowed to actually, by universal law, is not allowed to circumvent your soul. Yet, a machine, if you agree, is allowed to create mind control. A machine is allowed to block you from having a fluid interface with your highest expression, your soul. And also, anything that we put into our system, mentally, physically, emotionally, can actually keep us from that, because there's a lot of things that need to be filtered out. And so a lot of people, it's interesting to me that people feel so certain, and so many people in all faiths are really going to their scriptures, which is beautiful. Yet it still has an attachment to the past. And this is a very unique time on this earth plane where we're being afforded an opportunity to clear all of that away and move forward. And so what this looks like is that the one thing that you can rely on, it is your wisdom keeper, because it's evolved and transformed into whomever you are from your highest expression on the inside. Yet it will require spring cleaning. It will require letting go of things within your faith, within your spirituality, within your way of being, even within the way that you feed yourself. It will require some reevaluation and moving forward so that you can be more fluid with all that is. And so as we collectively move together, it will be like a new dance, and there will be times to soften our gaze and fill up our heart and let go of things and people and places that truly aren't meant to move forward with us. So what we're going to do here is we're going to go into silence. And what I'd like to encourage you to do, if inspired, is to take this moment to just listen on the deepest level that you have the capacity to listen from. I welcome you to connect to that wisdom keeper, and beyond some physical speech like I'm using, feel into the resonance and feel into your highest expression. And one key that you can look for and feel for beyond what you're to be refining and mastering right now is to really take a moment and say, hey, am I in alignment with my ethics? Because just like that, the concept of yoga, like meeting yoga again, you know, there's a system to it to follow. And not so much a mandate, but it naturally arises. And this is true in all faiths, I feel, that if you are really being true to that which you've magnetized to or were born into, that it will inspire you to be a better being for all. And if it doesn't, then that's something to consider. And so within that framework, but deeper within you, there are these ethics. And I always recommend people, when I work with them, to determine, you know, a good 3 code of ethics and to work at refining it. And sometimes we allow this to just slip us by. Like we might say, compassion's really important to me. And maybe the person doesn't even know how to be compassionate with themselves. If you can't be compassionate with yourself, how are you going to extend compassion to another being? might be honesty. If you can't be honest with yourself, how are you going to be honest with another human being? So today, as you go in, I encourage you just to listen at the deepest level. And I'm going to welcome each and every one of you to see where you are destined to refine your inner code of ethics, your right action in this moment, so that you can have that checks and balance with your wisdom keeper, aka you, and then start to understand how you can employ those ethics to help refine your mental state of being, your emotional state of being, your physical state of being, and your spiritual state of being. So with that being said, I'd like you to come up into an upright seated position, lifting that spinal column up, dropping those shoulders down, and then taking a nice gentle breath in and exhale out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. One more. Inhale. And exhale. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Jose ani veai, Jose ani um, vo ani.
Thank you.
Thank you.
taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. One more inhale. And exhale. And then gently, as you're connecting a little bit deeper to my speaking voice, I welcome you when you're ready to rise up into a seated position, being mindful to bring up your head last, if possible. And as you rise up, taking another deep breath in and out. Good. One more inhale. And exhale. Good. And as you continue to breathe in and out, just welcome you to just be for a moment. And as you move into the next, just allow yourself to be aware, conscious and aware, welcoming that observer to be here with you. That observer is an extension of your true north and your wisdom keeper. That observer, aka your highest expression, is not reactive emotionally to others. That wisdom keeper can observe what is, and when one can see what is, it's much more effortless to know where to place your effort and where to serve. Ultimately, in this cosmic dance, we're gifted a beautiful opportunity to refine, master, and serve one another, not from the top down, all in harmony like a giant orchestra working together. And in that expression, it's nothing less than magnificent. It's an opportunity just to sip it all up. And so I encourage each and every one of you that struggle right now with understanding what is, observe more. Especially because we're at the degradation of the world as we know it. And most of everything we ever thought we knew is really a manipulation based on someone else's ego wanting something. So simply put, soften your gaze, bow down to yourself, observe more, and listen deeply. It's beyond words, it's beyond images, it's beyond all that is and is not. I want to thank you all for being here. I want to thank Random Rab, Dante Marino, Kadri Scott. We're going to exit out with a little bit of Fields of Flowers. If inspired, please support the arts, anyone creating in all forms, especially in industries where it's a passion and they need the support just as much as you do. This is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.